Hey, it's interview day, and I'm so thrilled that you are joining us to listen in to Lori Battenberg's wonderful story about how she became passionate about organic. And I have to tell you, if you hear some odd sounds, yelling or hammering, that is because I work from a home office and we have a new home being built next to us. So I have no control over some of those sounds coming through the recording. So, hey, listen in. Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter, at Gale Foley. Hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it.
Oh, today I am so excited. I'm going to introduce you to a new friend, Lori Battenberg. Born and raised in Wichita, Kansas, and proud to come from an entrepreneurial background, Lori's first career was an adventure in the salon industry for 28 years. But recently, she has returned to college to complete her degree in exercise science and go on to physical therapy school. She's always had a passion for natural organic food and cosmetics and health and wellness, avoiding toxins and treating environment well. Her husband shares her dream of having their own farm, living off the land and helping people through better nutrition and well-being. So please help me welcome Lori. How are you today, Lori?
I'm doing great, Gail. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Are you thrilled with the rain we got this morning?
Absolutely. I've been really, really wanting it to rain. I would like to see more rain. I'm hearing too much about drought across the country, so I'm a little bit concerned about that.
Well, it must be a great concern to someone that's getting ready to start their own farm to help people live off the land. So let's go backwards a little bit. Let's talk about that first career. You were in the salon industry for 28 years. Let's talk a little bit about that and how you spent your years in that and how you transitioned from that to getting into something rather different. So go ahead, take it away.
Okay, sure. Let's see, 28 years ago, that was a while back.
And when
I can remember when I was really young that my sister enjoyed with some other little girls in the neighborhood, always playing dress up and especially the makeup and all that kind of stuff. And so as I got older and graduated from high school, I still had an interest in, you know, fixing hair and different things that involved health and beauty and things like that. And I was told by close friends and family members, you would probably be good at this. So I staved off, you know, regular college and went to barber college and had this wonderful career for 28 years. And through it, it kind of interweaved with some of the things that I've always been passionate about, which is natural, organic type products for the hair, for the skin, what have you, along with, you know, exercising and eating well. And I've also dabbled in yoga and meditation and things like that. So I'm more of a holistic person. I do gravitate more towards the natural, positive environment. And I just feel like that career has helped mold me more into moving on into my next career, what my tutor calls is a reexamination. People get into their 50s and they want to reevaluate maybe even.
Absolutely.
What's that?
Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah, so I'm kind of going through that, a transition from what I've always believed and loved and everything, but I want to involve and share with a greater number of people. In a salon environment, it's one-on-one. I love that. I love being one-on-one, but I have a message I feel that I would like to share with a greater number of people. And, you know, it's kind of all coming together. I've been searching probably for the last 7 to 13 years of what is my purpose. And one of the things that came to me is this whole, you know, being environmental, getting our own farm, you know, living off the land. You know, I just feel like we can reach more people that way. So
I hear you. Well, let me ask you a question. I have recently, not too long ago, at one of our business meetings that you've attended with me, a young lady that, and I say young, she's probably about, you know, at the transitioning age as well, and she has been a hairstylist, salon owner, what have you, for about the same amount of time. And one of the things that she has discovered is the toxins in the hair products and the different things that she has been using on people's hair, you know, the hair coloring and the sprays and everything. And that has caused her to take a very serious look at the products that she is using in her salon and how it's affected her health badly. So did any of that come to your attention as you were seeing? I mean, in 28 years, our products have changed so unbelievably. And I know, you know, for years I got perms and I got my, you know, washed away the gray and all of that. And, you know, you read these horror stories about how horrible this stuff is on your body and in, you know, when you put it on your head, it goes through your body. So did some of that sort of encourage you to take a step back and say, wait a minute, I need to get in a different industry that doesn't do those kind of harmful things?
Well, not exactly, but sort of. Looking back on my career, I had an opportunity to be an educator for two big professional lines. One was a hair color, another was just a product perm company. Mm-hmm. But the hair color company did use a lot of natural products.
Oh, good.
And I was very, very excited about that. And I see more of them coming on the market, although there's still some things that are harmful. And with a brother who recently has kicked melanoma, I know that stuff on skin is very toxic. Mm. But when I opened up my salon in a retirement community, it's been 7 years or so ago. I just got out of it recently in the last couple of years. I started using, and all my clients were 86, average age 86.
Wow.
So they really didn't need any more blasts to their, to their systems because they were already battling a lot of things, which it's come to be known as this is what's going to happen to us, although now in my research, I'm finding out it doesn't have to be, but I did continue on with the color that has, they use like a vegetable base in it, which is a lot more natural, and then I got a perm that was a lot more natural that did a better job. I know it didn't completely eliminate all the chemicals, but like your friend in your organization, it is true, and the things that I'm finding out, this is what I'm researching kind of in my studies in exercise science and also through the honors program at WSU, is what effects these have on us, these different various chemicals, and can we, through antioxidants, prevent that? Can we slow down aging? Can we prevent these things? And I'm finding out that you can. That you can, that it is possible. Although we've gotten so toxic in our environment, there are things that are happening to us that we don't even know that are happening because we've got a lot of big money behind these things, and everybody's kind of led to believe that easier, faster is always going to be better, and it's not true. It's not true. Somebody is benefiting from that, and I wouldn't say the general public would be the group, you know. And I just truly believe that we need to research everything. We need to read the labels, and we need to start not purchasing those products because the pocketbook is where people listen. When they're not making those profits on these products that are just highly, toxic to us, then they're going to find out, well, maybe we need to change some things. Maybe we need to reevaluate our ingredients and see if we can come up with something that's better. Because if you look at it, the incidences for cancer and other types of things are not getting less. They're getting more.
Well, exactly. And you know, one of the things I think I just recently learned, I heard a speaker, we have the thought pattern, I believe, a lot of us, that organic food and organic products are going to cost us more. But if they are going to cost us more, but they give us better results, isn't that a better way to go? And so now it's like you have to re-educate people on that particular mind shift, because if you've got a very limited budget and you can walk in and you can buy all this junk food versus over here buying this organic food, and then you have this wake-up call, oh, now you're sick and now you got to get this organic food. So you have this challenge to help people understand that in the long run, spending that extra dime, or maybe not, maybe it's not more expensive, is the challenge for you to help people transition. Isn't that part of your challenge right now?
Yes, it is. And, you know, even for myself, I'm a person just like all these other people. And, you know, I have a budget also. And so, you know, but see, I look at things at the long term.
Yes.
When I get to be in my 80s, and I may even live beyond that, I would like to live for a long, long time. A lot of people say, no, I don't want to, because they see their future as, I'm going to break down and I'm not going to feel good and I just don't want to live like that. You don't have to live like that. If you spend the extra now on quality, then your life can feel, you can feel good, you can look good, you can have all these things going for you, you know, 30, 40, 50 years from now because of what you're doing now. The way I look at it, it's so simple. It's so simple, Gail. The body does not run on chemicals.
No.
It runs on natural ingredients. The only way that the human race has gone on, you know, and continue to, you know, progress is because we get our nutrition from plants.
Exactly. That's okay. Where we should get it, yes.
Right. And our vitamins and nutrients, from the animals, you know, we get our proteins from. Where we've gone wrong is we're starting to try to use a bunch of fake stuff that we feed, you know, the cattle and the pigs and all that, and we put chemicals on our fruits and vegetables to grow them. And if we would just go back to the natural stuff, which is what our body needs to grow, we'd be a whole lot better off. It's the chemicals, it's the unnatural processes that are causing us to have so many problems. If we go back to just the natural thing, a lot of people, what I'm finding out, think that when they have an ailment, they need to go to an MD, a doctor, a medical doctor,
right,
which I'm not putting them down. But the thing is that we've gotten to where medical doctors, in a large part, can just be a front for a pharmaceutical.
Oh, yeah. Oh yes, absolutely. I agree.
That is, when I've looked at naturopathic doctors, is their prescriptions are, let's look at what causes this. Let's not just try to get rid of the symptoms. Let's find out what is the cause of these symptoms. And it's through nutrition, which is, in a lot of cases, which is what the body needs. You cannot sustain a healthy life with the chemical element for very long.
No,
because at some point, a side effect's going to affect you, so you get another drug to control that, which, you know, you get another side effect to control that. By the time you get to be 86, which is what I saw with a lot of these people, is they're on 15 drugs.
Oh, yeah, and
they're
the list for side effects is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's horrendous.
They have to hire people to manage their drugs. Now, this is ridiculous. You could take that money and go buy organic food and probably still have money in your pockets.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of places that are offering organic food now. It's just, you know, it's like when you go shopping for, let's say, a business suit. Okay, you could go and buy something at one of the, you know, lesser department stores, which is only going to last you, you know, X amount of years, or you could go to a more of an exclusive department store, buy a really nice suit, and have it for your whole career. So,
exactly.
I mean, you know, it's a trade-off. If you know, if you want good health, you're going to have to put the stuff in your body that actually gives you the fuel to, you know,
run it properly. Yeah. Let's transition. That's incredible information. I appreciate it very much. Let's transition back a little bit to your exercise science and your physical therapy school. So when you get that those degrees behind you, are you going to go into a physical therapy practice in order to help educate people, or is that just something that you really just wanted the education so that you would be more well-informed?
No, I plan on going into a practice to educate people. I have a great product line that, you know, I know I'm someone who doesn't just go, oh, they said that, or I read that, or, you know, it came from Facebook or whatever. I always research everything I read to see if it's really true. And now because I'm in school, I have an opportunity to get into the deep, deep web and read and research on actual clinical trials. And I know that this product company that I'm partnered with has actually done a lot of clinical trials. It's scientifically verified nutritional products and non-toxic products that promote health. So along with that and my physical therapy degree, I would like to have my own practice and be able to offer to people, you know, physical therapy. And then also because healing, especially with the muscles and joints and all that kind of stuff, is going to require good nutrition. I mean, you can do exercise and you can do physical therapy and you can do a lot of things. But if you aren't putting that necessary fuel into your body, you're not going to get the best results. You know, I mean, it's like a no-brainer, you know. Whatever you put in, that's going to be your output.
Absolutely. You can see it on your skin when you're putting the right food in. You can see it in your hair. I mean, there's so many obvious indications. You'll meet someone that has an extremely dull complexion and their eyes look tired. And then the next time you see them, they're just a totally different person. You say, what have you been doing? Well, I went on this program and it's healthy eating and it's doing this and I've done a detox and I've done this. And it's like you can see the transformation. I mean, it's just like putting the wrong gas in your car. You put the wrong gas in your car and chug, 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 chug. But then you put the right stuff in and whew, off it goes. So people need to relate to, you know, are you willing to put cheap gas in your car? Are you willing to put good gas in your car? And it's the same for your body. And I think people are just very reluctant sometimes to step up because they can get by on other things until suddenly they realize this is not the right path to be taking. So with you and your husband's own farm, so you're going to have your own physical practice, you're going to have your own farm, and right now, you're a very passionate person, and I appreciate you sharing all of your knowledge. With the audience listening in right now, what is one of the things that would be a way to help you get more of the word out?
Oh, gosh.
Challenge there, girl.
Yeah, I know. this podcast right here now is going to do a good job with that. I don't know exactly. I'm on a lot of social media. I do post a lot of things, information about nutrition, different things that I research and I find out. I'm normally always available. You know, I mean, you can always message me.
Well, let's go ahead and do that right now. Let's give your contact information. You have a website, and I've been on your website, and it's a product-oriented website. I'd love to hear The website where people can get the product, but is there also a website where we can get more of the company history? Because you say they test it out and everything. I think that's important for people to know exactly the background. So do you have those websites handy?
Yes, I do. One of them is it's just an informational website, and you can't actually order any products, but you can read up on all the products. You can read up on all the doctors and staff that's involved with this company, all their backgrounds. It's called it's www.youngevity, that's youngevity.com. It's pretty easy, youngevity.com. And right there on the page is everything. On the home page, you can just click on anything. You can click on products, you can click on who's behind all this, what their references are, you know.
Okay. And then what is the site that we would go to order so that you get the commissions for?
And I made that fairly easy, too. It's lauriebottenberg.my90forlife.com. And it's M-Y-9-O for life, F-O-R-L-I-F-E.
Okay, very good. Is there a phone number you want to offer to people, or you want to just have them go to the site?
Sure. I'm at 316-993-7241.
All right, very good. And I want to let our audience know that this information, I know if you're driving or you're exercising, you go, well, what was that stuff? You can go to the GailFoleyShow.com, and you will find Lori's profile on there, her bio, the link to this podcast, but you'll also find all of her contact information. And I want to thank you so much for being on here, Lori. You gave me a lot of food for thought. I visited your website. I got to go in there and visit it some more, because the words anti-aging grabbed my attention big time, because I exercise every day and feel like I'm doing a lot of things right. But one of the things I'm not doing right is eating properly, like the huge bowl of chocolate almond ice cream I had last night just before I went to bed. I know that's a big no-no, but it tasted so good. So thank you so much. Any final words for us?
Yes, all I want to say is I know there's a lot of information out there. If people need help getting formulation, like knowing what should I take, what would be the best thing for me, all they have to do is call me or, you know, email me or whatever through any of my sites, and I will work hard to get their exact, you know, protocol that they need for whatever they're battling or whatever they want to achieve. And I appreciate your time, Gail, and I hope you have a wonderful day. And if I can help anybody, I certainly would.
All right. Thanks so much, Lori. That's all we have time for today. And I want to thank everyone that's listening in. And please, please, please know that the way that we share this interview to bring more awareness to Lori's cause is to do exactly what she talked about, is get out there on social media, share this podcast, share this interview, do a like, do a review. Every time you do a download, that's what helps grow each other's business. And that's the purpose of Gabbing with Gail, grows your business. So bye-bye for today, and thanks again, Lori.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Gail.
Hey, I just wanted to add this quick PS on here. I wanted to tell you, first of all, thank you so much for being a follower and a listener. I so appreciate you. So I haven't said it in a while. I want to say it now. And I also want to give you a heads up on the fact that I have transitioned the GailFoleyShow.com to WordPress blog posting program that allows me to actually host and post my show right there. So now you can go right to that page. You don't have to go to another page to see the guest information. It's all right there encompassed with the recording. So if you're following me on here, I want to let you know that in about 20 days, I will be completely transitioned over. So if you want to keep following me, I really would love for you to go over to that page, subscribe. If you're an iTunes follower, I will be posting a new iTunes feed here very quickly. Part of the reason is I want to brand myself as Gabbin with Gail or Gabbin Gail. And in order to do that, I had to transfer over, transition, get a little bit more professional with how I'm presenting this. And it's all to your benefit because now you only have to go to one place to hear me, to hear the shows, to hear the interviews, to get their information, to find out what resources I'm using. So please, 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 if you want to continue following me, and I so hope you do, that's what's going on. So I just wanted to give you a heads up that if you come in here and you don't see any more new shows, that's because they're all on my new platform. So just go over to thegailfoleyshow.com and you won't miss a thing. And thank you again. You have no idea how much you've made my life very special and how much I so appreciate you. You just, I can't put it into words. That's all I can tell you. I just cannot say it enough. Thanks. All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag GabandGail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gab and Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.